Welcome, fight fans, to What's on Fight, the podcast that watches random shows on the Fight app and reports it all back to you. I am Finn Fish, and my co-host is none other than Mr. Fourth Row. Hey, Mr. Fourth Row, what's up?
Not much. Doing pretty good. How was your Thanksgiving?
It was pretty good. Just went over to my brother's house. My brother has like 100 kids, so that doesn't help. His wife's sister had gotten in trouble, so he has their kids as well. So his house is full of kids, and they're funny as hell. And then we escaped and went to our family's house, or our aunt's house, and ate over there. And we went back and got yelled at by a bunch of little kids. So.
Oh, so is the kids' table bigger than the adults' table then?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. It was huge. Yeah, they got a table outside just for them. It was nice weather out here in Vegas, so it wasn't too cold that night. So they're all outside yelling and screaming. I'm like, oh, I'm glad I don't have that many kids. But how about your Thanksgiving? How'd that go?
It was pretty good. We did our typical thing over at my aunt's. I actually started off my Thanksgiving with my first Turkey Day run, 5K. I actually did a personal record, beat my personal record by 6 minutes. So that was pretty cool to do. I had a couple of friends that were volunteering at the race as well. Went to my aunt's, had the typical dinner, missed out. My mom did not make the baked corn dish that I mentioned in the previous episode, but she made it the day after, so I still got it for this Thanksgiving. But just she didn't have enough time to actually do it for the proper Thanksgiving. But other than that, Black Friday night, Rocky Mountain Pro had their Black Friday wrestling event at the Rackhouse Pub in what's called the Lodo, which is lower downtown of Denver. It was a pretty good match. It was very short. It was only about an hour and a half long. Got to see a lot of the wrestlers. Almost had Sammy Six Gun thrown in my lap because I was sitting there at ringside. And this is in a brewery, so all the seats are kind of makeshift, and actually they bring in padded benches for everybody at ringside. So that was kind of an interesting little seating arrangement that they had. And so everybody had to bring their own seat up to the ring. And I kind of judged like, okay, this is going to be a good distance from the ring because there's no guardrails and everything. So they just throw it in the back room of the brewery. And like I said, almost had Sammy Six Guns thrown in my lap because he got thrown out of the side of the ring. But and that was a good, nice, solid match. Got to talk to the owner of Mercury Pro Wrestling, Matt Yaden, for a little while after the event. And he kind of goes, I know the face, and I can't think of your Twitter handle. I said, Mr. Fourth Row. I said, he goes, yep, now I know who you are. So I got a picture with him. So that was pretty cool. But, yeah, that's my Thanksgiving weekend.
Oh, yeah. That's pretty cool. Speaking of, on my neck of the woods of wrestling, FSW had their that Royal Rumble event I was telling you about. And yes. Everyone had a title change, so I didn't get to make it to the event because I didn't think no one was going, but then one of my friends snuck out there and went, and he told me every title had changed hands, so hopefully we can cover that show pretty soon here on Fight, because I heard it was a fantastic show. Karrion Kross finally had lost his FSW title. And I was probably waiting for that show to tell you who he lost it to, but so we can, you know, get that show out to everyone. But so other than that, I think we could start this episode of what we reviewed this week, I should say, on What's on Fight.
Yeah, let's talk about Big West Wrestling. A little bit of a tongue twister, but I think I got it down.
Yes, and we are covering three separate episodes, which the episodes were no longer than 15 minutes, so that's pretty good.
Yeah, right around there. And just to start us off with Big West Wrestling, they are, looks like, in British Columbia, Canada, and they gave us a little bit of a shout-out conversation there on Twitter, so just would like to say hi if they're listening.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, thanks for that, because I put out a show that we're going to watch every week out on Twitter, and I tagged them in it, and they were happy and said they're going to come out with more shows later on, fight-exclusive ones. So that's going to be pretty cool, and we'll cover those as well when those come up.
Yeah, I like that ingenuity. Ingenuity, yeah, whatever. Can't say that word right now.
All right, so the first episode we covered was the first episode they have on Fight, and it is Why Shane Why, and why indeed. So I didn't understand this first showing. Where was this event held? You're pretty good at guessing where these events are being held in.
They hold this at, well, I did some research, and they hold it, their venue is called, it looks like Lake City Bowl, which looks like it's a bowling and billiards arcade kind of place, which was kind of very noticeable, because one thing I noticed on the watching the matches, there was a centipede stand-up arcade in the corner. I was like, it would just been so awesome if there was like a kid or somebody playing while the wrestling match was going on. I was just hoping and praying in one of these episodes somebody would be sitting there and playing, but don't know if they maybe unplugged it just so that wouldn't happen. But I was just hoping and praying just for something a little funny happened in these episodes, but it didn't happen.
Yeah, it was a genius. I thought it was hilarious as well. And then with these camera angles, it was a little different. Kind of a little odd. All three shows were the same place, same venue, different timing, though. And I watched a further episode just to check it out, and they changed their venue a big time. So that's something to look forward to. But here it was three sides of the ring had seats.
Yeah, three sides, because they had the ring tucked up pretty close to one of the walls. I mean, they barely had enough room for the camera person that was taking still shots, and for anybody that was at ringside to even squeeze on the one side. But yeah.
Then on the opposite side of that, they had one row of seats. That was it. And then on the other two opposite sides, they had a bunch of seats. The first episode looked packed. It looked like they jam-packed a lot of people in there.
Yeah.
But let's get into this match where we had Mad Dog Marty Sugar. Okay, that's a different name, I guess. He did the commentary as we had a match between Shotgun Stevens with Colin Cutler versus Sugar Shane. And Mad Dog Sugar and Sugar Shane are cousins.
They're cousins, yeah. And he did not let you forget that. Every possible second as he was commentating, he would not let you forget that. And we only had one commentator, so that was a little bit different than, you know, what the kind of standard is in pretty much every promotion. They always seem to have, you know, in anything, you always have a play-by-play, and then you always have a color guy. So that was kind of interesting to only have one.
Especially when it's not tape, it's not live. He recorded this in the studio later.
Right.
So it could, you know, it's like, oh, you could have got someone else in there to, a guest wrestler or someone else to at least help you out there.
Right.
Or have no commentary like we did on Thanksgiving special.
Exactly. Yeah. It looked, for everything, you know, the camera angles, they had basically two camera angles, and they kind of cut back and forth between the two. And then the first thing that we haven't seen in any of the promotions that we've watched is they, of course, after the fact, because that's the same time when they did the commentary, they cut in a replay.
Yeah, it's a replay, and they...
Yeah.
It wasn't black and white. I don't know what color scheme they had this replay.
Sepia tone?
Okay. Maybe. Yeah, whatever that is. All right. So they had it in that. Well, at least they had instant replay because some of the moves were pretty cool.
And yeah.
I'd like to see those done all over again. And this is a pretty good match. Went about the show's about 13 minutes long. This match probably only went like 11 or so. Well, nonetheless, it was a very good match. We had what's his name? Shotgun Stevens winning with a shotgun blast to the back of the head to Marty Sugar, just pretty much a punch to the back of the head. And after the match, Shotgun gets beat up. Not Shotgun, Sugar Shane gets beat up after the match.
Yeah.
And then Mad Dog Marty's explaining why he didn't come down and help his cousins. Like, forget that fool. I don't need to save him. He needs to grow up and he needs to be on his own. He got this. So, at least they gave an explanation why his cousin didn't come down to help him.
Yeah, the first time, then they kind of introduced a little faction of adult social society. So that was kind of interesting.
Oh yeah, and did you catch the refs? Did you catch the referee's name?
I forgot, but it was something interesting.
This is the referee Jeffrey.
Right. That's yeah.
That was a little whimsical right there.
That's the Jeffrey. Yeah.
Yeah, the Jeffrey. At least the referee had a cool name.
Yeah.
Any more about this match? I think we had Sugar Shane cut a promo in the back afterwards, and it did.
I noted that too. I was thinking, Sugar Shane, the camera is over here, because he wasn't looking at the camera. I was like, you for a promo, you can look at the camera. That's fine.
Or at least have their face. We only seen the side of Sugar Shane, or
yeah,
quarter of the side of him, and he's cutting a promo. He's like, he's talking to someone else, which we couldn't see who he was talking to. So
right,
okay, but pretty decent match.
Yeah, definitely decent, solid. I didn't see any problems with it.
None. And let's move over to the second episode, and not because of the title, but this is probably my favorite match of the night. And it's what happens in Vegas. We had, we also had again, Matt Dog, Marty Sugar on commentary. And Colin Cutler has been stripped of his Big West TV title.
Right.
So they had an impromptu match. And he explains why he stripped them. But we had Matt Ecstatic. Matt Ecstatic. He said this name a whole bunch of times, and I got it wrong every time. I asked Matt E-Static, Static-Matic, and I was like, what the hell is this guy's name? Eventually, I broke down and had to look it up, since there's no graphics. The graphics are pretty cool, but there's no name graphics.
Right. Yeah. They speaking of that, yes, I've been mentioning that. Every time they were, in these episodes, they were all over the place putting their Facebook page and their Twitter and hashtag, they were putting them on the wall, on the back wall. They were putting it up on the ring apron. They had a weird scroller that was like in a box in the bottom right hand corner. It's like, just, hey guys, I was like, guys, I know you're probably just playing around with your video editing equipment, but let's do the norms. That's kind of what works when it comes to TV. all over the place.
Yeah, except for being all over the place, I did like them because they appeared and then they faded away. So
yeah, that was the one good thing about it.
Yeah, it didn't pop up and pop away. It's like, okay, it's going away. Let me get on it and get to this page so I can look it up. And he faced, Shotgun. Shotgun Stevens for the title. And then Mad Dog mentioned why he stripped Colin Cutler for the title. Apparently, he was partying too hard in Vegas and couldn't make his title defense obligations, which is makes sense. You can't make it. And this whole time, I did not know this promotion was in Canada. I didn't get no hint of that with their accents or anything like that. So I'm like, oh, you could have drove back. They could west. He's not that far from Portland. He could drive his flight. Then I eventually realized at the third episode that, oh, they're in Canada. He couldn't have drove back in time.
I didn't really notice it until I started looking into it, and they gave us the shout out on Twitter where they were located. You couldn't really tell anything when it came to that.
Let's see. I had a pretty good point here. That shotgun is the 2K5 medallion holder. I guess that means he could cash that in for a title shot, which is pretty, I guess, a pretty cool concept they had here.
Right.
But I'm missing a point I hadn't wanted to make on this particular episode. Oh, with him, Mad Dog had gotten, since he stripped the Cutler of his title, he got stripped of his title. Of one of the partners of Big West Wrestling. So he got stripped because he stripped someone else. That was unhelpful. But this was the best match. By far the best match on this show. And it's very good. Yeah, you got any more points before I give the winner out, or you
want to
give
the winner out? No, the only thing, we had Mr. Rizzo at ringside. But that was, yeah, that's about it.
Yeah.
Before the finish.
Oh, and in my other notes, I have Manic E-Static. That's the guy who kept on saying his name wrong. But Manic E-Static had won the title, with a 450. This guy was good. I don't know how long he's been wrestling for, but he was very good in the ring. And yeah. he won a TV title, like I said, off of a 450. And this one, this is the third match we watched, third episode. We SWA, we conquered.
Yeah.
That was, the supposed to be the Lance Storm Wrestling Academy.
Right. Yeah. Before the episode started, they had the little, promo with Lance Storm saying, if I could be serious for a moment. And they mentioned, oh, this is why we did that, because these wrestlers that were in this episode were from the Lance Storm Wrestling Academy.
Yeah, so, and I didn't get any of these guys' name. Maybe I got one guy's name right, but I'm not even sure.
All over the place on the names. I got Amir Jordan and Grayson versus Cage and Medvedich. What I came up with.
Amir Adam Everett. Grayson. You got Jordan and, oh man, it was everywhere. I couldn't get the name right for nothing. I couldn't get their names right. Just cause there's no graphics to say the names let us know who was who. But this match didn't do too much for me. This Jordan kid was great. This Jordan kid got his ass kicked for about 10 minutes straight. No, I have it right here. He got his ass kicked for 12 minutes straight. The other two teams were double teaming him, or the other teams were just kicking his ass. And then he finally gets a hot tag to Everett. and he didn't even last that long. He came in for like 2 minutes, and then Jordan was back in wrestling again. I was like, oh my gosh, you can't do a hot tag and then turn around and let the guy only wrestle. And his hot tag wasn't even that hot. They cut him off. So this match did not do anything for me. Like I said, all these matches took place in the same place. So nothing changed differently. The crowd size. I think the second episode had the least amount of people in the crowd, but.
Yeah, it sounds about right.
But that's probably the best one. And I did like that, Mad Dog, mentioned that please don't sue him for using that Last Storm footage.
Right. Yeah. that was pretty funny.
I like these guys were from the Lance Storm Wrestling Academy. And I was like, okay, that's cool. Let me look up the Lance Storm Wrestling Academy. See if maybe where they at now, something like that, and nothing. I couldn't find it. I tried to look up, you know, because I know like Emma and a few other WWE stars are from the Lance Storm Academy, so maybe I could trace them down or track them down to see who is the best of them all, or maybe some guys I didn't even never even heard of that were from this academy. But he needs to update that website to help, you know. You know, just their names. Simple. All wrestling does that, you know. They're alumni and they're people who come through. So that'd be a little nice touch if he did that on his website. But on their website, Big West Wrestling. They got a pretty good website.
Very good.
It's really up to date. They keep it up to date, and it says the results going way back. A lot of good stuff. Upcoming events. Look like someone took their time to print that one out.
Yeah, their website's very good. Their website's plain and simple. Their opening graphics is basically their logo and then the name of the episode, which I do like the names of the episodes. That's just kind of a nice touch because, you know, it's easy to say, oh, I can't maybe remember which episode number it is, but it's, what happens in Vegas? What episode is that? You know, and that's easy to remember if it's easy to look up. So I do like titling episodes.
And they did have a ending graphics too of producers and they have none of the wrestlers, but who helped out on the show. And that was a good touch as well. I don't know if that's just a Canadian style wrestling thing, but I like that touch as well. Running down the producers and cameraman and all that stuff that they had done. But like I said, this to me was not a good match, cause the 12 minutes of one guy getting beat down while his partner's in the corner. But they said these guys were only their professional wrestling for a year and a half.
Yeah, they said a year and a half, 2 years. Yeah, right around there.
So, I you can't give them too much for that. But that was just bad calling of letting that guy get beat down. That when he's definitely the much better wrestler than his tag team partner. It should have probably been the other way. 5 minutes, then tag him and Jordan in. And let Jordan go wild because he was getting beat down, but he was making his own comebacks here and there.
Yeah. It was, you know, nothing spectacular in the match. It was okay. They just may have, not, you know, their inexperience didn't really show, but it just was kind of a plain Jane, you know, kind of match. But, I'd like to see in the future when they do some more episodes on Fight TV, make them longer. Just don't do one match at a time. Make it a whole show.
Or two matches, 30 minutes, or, exactly. One match does hurt them a little because that's all we are expecting is one match. And when it drags out that long, it's like,
Right. And they're, you know, when they're naming the episodes, they're kind of trying to refer to a storyline, and you kind of maybe need to give us just a little bit more if people are kind of jumping right in the middle of your storyline into your promotion. So you want to try to, that's kind of always the good thing about, you kind of want to recap where you've been before you get into the action. And just for example, that's kind of one thing with my local promotion here, the Rocky Mountain Pro, you can easily pick up right wherever they're at because you can get a good sense of what's happened before and what's up now. So, for example.
Yeah. But even if we didn't get a tweet back from Big West Wrestling, I still would watch this. I like that Matty Static, Matic Static, whatever they wanted to call him, but
yeah.
Matic Static. I would give this show for everything a good 7.
I'm going to concur. A 7, good. And just with the wrestling, that's what kind of brought it. The wrestling was solid. And like they said, if they're going to do a Fight TV exclusive, just step up the production with the graphics and an intro and everything. Just keep it, you know, a theme song. Keep doing what you're doing, and I think this will be a promotion to definitely watch. They and add a color guy, do a play by play, have a play by play guy and a color guy. If the cousin wants to be the color guy, add a play by play guy.
Yeah, because it was pretty much one sided in this match. Like, he's talking about his cousin and how his cousin needs to shave his back, but maybe that helps absorb punches. Like, oh, come on, man. He was not going to make fun of his cousin too much, but another color guy, a heel, would have made more fun of him. You know, oh, man, that guy does need to shave his back. He's too hairy everywhere. You know, something to play off of the other guy. But right, exactly. All good. And I've been watching some of that Rocky Mountain Pro just a little bit since I'm not getting the Realm Network. But I've seen Foxy beating people up in random places. I like that gimmick.
You've been watching the previews. They've been doing a preview before they release the episode on Mondays. Yeah. Yes, it's she's been definitely doing that. The I think it's the episode, last week's episode. They had, which was a very nice touch. They had two of the big heel tag team, Left Coast Gorillas. They were actually filming it on their phones, and then they incorporated what they were filming on their phones into the actual show. So it was kind of a firsthand viewpoint from the wrestlers versus just the cameraman that was there filming it. So that was kind of a nice touch. And not to give anything away, it's because they probably want people to subscribe if they're listening to this to their network, which is to the Realm Network, which is very inexpensive actually. I went for the season pass, which was like $22, which I think is really good for like 12 episodes. That's pretty good. It's like $1.88 an episode. But it was funny. I could just tell you the ending was just absolutely funny. But yeah.
And then I've seen an episode before that one. I don't know the Asian girl's name, but Foxy ran in there while she was using the restroom and beat her up in the stalls. I thought that was funny. I'm like, who is this? Yet. Okay. But they didn't show her. They're walking behind her, showing her rear end, the whole end.
Yeah.
And then once she busted into the bathroom, she's like, Marty Foxy Bell is in the building or something. And she kicked open the stall door and beat her up. Washed her makeup off in the sink and just seriously kicked her ass. And then at the restaurant, she was like, oh, this is a great gimmick. She thinks she's, she thinks she's Foxy. So that's, just a bitch beating people up everywhere and anywhere.
Yeah. When I went to the taping that, she was there, that's how she signed the autograph for me. She signed it Marty Foxy Bell. So something that maybe she's, as far as I could tell, that's the only time she's used it was for Rocky Mountain Pro. So, so I was like, oh, cool. Yeah, I got a selfie with her and an autograph when she was here taping. So that was kind of fun.
Oh, that's good. Do we know what we're going to watch next week for episode of What's on Fight?
Next week we are, well, this is your week to actually pick, because I picked Big West Wrestling, and I think you chose, which is kind of sounds like a cool promotion, but it was, what was it again? I forget.
Fully Loaded.
Fully Loaded
Wrestling, episode 58. And I didn't read it. I just looked at it, and then you read it, and then my second worst name in the world, Big Duke, is on there. So I was going to change my mind, but this is more random, so I guess we got to see an episode with Big Duke on it. So I'm not – maybe I could bleep his name out.
Yeah, and it looks like it's we got two matches in there, about 40 minutes long, it says. So it looks pretty good. I think it'll be pretty cool to see. Sounds good. I think that's definitely a promotion to see.
All right, and let's give a shout out to our partners on the Trendy Topics Network.
Yeah, the first one we'd like to give out, I'd like to give a shout out to, is CFL Easy Picks. Andy Anderson, on one of the hosts there, gave us a shout out directly to us, What's on Fight. So we were the first ones. They gave the shout out in their closing. So just wanted to say thanks, guys.
All right on. Thank you, Andy. And we have, they also have NFL Easy Picks. So, NFL season is hot as hell right now. Sucks for your Broncos. They lost the other day, but.
Oh, my God. Yeah. Well, honestly. I thought they would play up a little bit, which I think they did. It just was just one of those things, going to overtime. What do you do? You're the home team. The you know, traditional thing is when you're a home team, you go for a win. And when you're the visiting team, you go for the tie. So that's from my understanding, that's the traditional thinking. So, but yeah, it's just going to be one of those years for the Broncos, unfortunately.
And we got also European Uppercut, European Perspective of American Pro Wrestling. And what else we have? We have WrestleCast.
WrestleCast.
We have those guys over there at WrestleCast.
If Big West Wrestling wasn't a big tongue-tied mouthful, so is WrestleCast.
Yeah. But you don't know if you want to say WrestleCast, but it's WrestleCast.
So. WrestleCast, yeah.
But let's give a shout-out to those guys.
Yep.
I guess it doesn't make sense to give a shout-out to myself, but I will. Check me out on Lucha Chat, the podcast that chats all about the happenings within Lucha Underground. And we got a big guest coming up. Oh, can't say who it is, but we have a big-time guest.
So, yeah, and speaking of Lucha Chat, we are getting towards the end of the season, aren't we, for Lucha Underground?
Nowhere near it.
Oh, we're nowhere near it? Oh, how big of a season is it?
40 episodes.
Oh, it is 40 episodes?
Yep, and we're in.
Oh, okay. So the previous seasons were a little bit shorter, right?
The last season was significantly shorter. The first season went about 39 episodes.
Okay.
The second season, I think, was only like 20, less than 30.
Yeah, and see, that's one thing I do like about Lucha Underground is they do the seasons. It kind of sucks when they're out of season because they're not on, but it's kind of cool because they can you know, script the whole storyline.
Yeah, and like speaking of being cool, you can script the whole storyline. You can get everything done right now. Right now, let's say like a guy like Pentagon Jr. He's on TV on Lucha Underground, but Lucha Underground's done taping. Right. He is tearing it up in America. So, you know, he's already did all of his tapings for Lucha Underground. He can go out and party, get his name recognized through Lucha Underground, and still wrestle all around the world. You know, so that gives the guys a break to, you know, do something else.
Right, exactly. But,
so I do like that concept, you know. Too bad it couldn't happen in WWE. It would never happen in WWE. It's, you know, too late. So I'm glad a company did implement that as something they could, you know, really, really get into. Sort of like TNA does that, but not on nearly the extent that WWE does.
They
film for the first few weeks of the month and then you're off for a couple, you know, Lucha Underground films and films. And you can, now you got a 6-7 months off to go do whatever you want. So. But, I'm guessing that's it for me there. Gave our review on Big West Wrestling. Gave a couple of our shout outs to all the lovely listeners and our other people out there. You got anything from you?
I don't have anything else. If you're watching along, of course, give us a shout out via either Twitter or Gmail. Of course, follow all the other shows on the Trending Topics Network. They're all great. I listen to every single one. I'm a subscriber. And they also, too, if you guys are listening, the word from up high is give us a review for the Trending Topics Network on iTunes or wherever you catch your podcasts. They all would right. greatly appreciate it.
Yeah, and make sure you follow us on Twitter. Every show that we talk about, we tweet them. So we're not running scared from them. We tweet them and tell them we're going to review your show. So I'm not running scared. I tell them that, hey, I'm coming at you. So go ahead, listen, or don't, or whatever you're going to do. And glad Big West Wrestling.
Yeah. They caught us, which was kind of nice. It just kind of depends on who's running the Twitter, where they are in their production, probably. Which it sounds like they're going. They've got things happening. They looks like they have a show coming up on the 9th. There's Santa Slam 5. That's pretty. I like the name. That's cool. I guess maybe a whole bunch of wrestlers are going to dress up as Santa Claus. That would be pretty cool.
Oh man! Speaking of that, we have a show out here, Freak Show Wrestling, where people dress up, but they have toys. This is going to be for Toys for Tots. I think they have a Misfit, what are the Misfit Toys?
Misfit Toys, yeah.
Yeah, Misfit Toy. Yeah. I don't know, Misfit Toys Battle Royal.
Oh.
So.
I like it.
So, and they always do wacky stuff there. So hopefully I can catch that show. It is on December 17th. Too close to the holidays for me. You know, I might have my son, and that's a 21 and up or 18 and up show. No, actually it is 21 and up. That's a 21 and up show. So that might not, that ain't going to happen to take my son to that one. But, it's all good if I can make it or not. Cause I know, a guest that was on Loot Chat, Marty Lamoff said he'll be there. So, I want to check it out so I can meet him again and get some more pictures with him and tell him, hey, this is me, that guy that interviewed you. But, with all of that being done, I'm done fighting. How about you?
Yeah. I am too. Until we fight again, we're going to fight on with the Fight TV app. Until next time, everybody.
All right.